Close your eyes. Try to stay focused on your breath. Watch the breath all the way in, all the way out. Each time it comes in, each time it goes out, try to stay right here. You're trying to make a difference in the mind. And you can stay with the breath for a couple times and then wander off to something else. And that doesn't make much of a difference at all. But if you stay here, that requires that you be mindful. In other words, you keep this in mind, and you're alert. You watch what the mind is doing, making sure that it stays with the breath. And if it wanders off, then you're ardent, trying to bring it back. Try to keep it here. As you're with the breath, try to be as sensitive as you can to how it feels. Because when the Buddha talks about breath, it's not talking about the air coming in and out through the nose. He's talking about the movement of energy in the body. That allows the air to come in, allows the air to go out. Where do you feel that? Focus your attention there. Try to think of it, the whole body breathing in, the whole body breathing out. And just stay right here. It's in this way that you create something good inside. We have lots of potentials in the mind and in the body. That is, as John Lee says, the problem with human beings is that we have all these potentials, but we don't make the best use of them. So here's something very basic, something very simple, the breath. What can you get out of the breath? You create a sense of well-being in the body. The mind gets a sense that it can settle down here and spread out. Otherwise, it's like a cat that's jumping from one thing to another, from a shelf to a lampshade to another shelf. Each time it lands, it tenses up, gets ready to jump again. Because where it stays is too narrow, too confined. But if you get down on the floor and spread out, then the mind can settle in. So spread out through the body. That way you find that you can create something new inside, a mind that's more solid, more stable, in a better position to see things as whether they're good or not, useful or not, skillful or not, because you're coming from a sense of stability and well-being. This stability allows you to see things you wouldn't have seen before because they're too subtle. The sense of well-being allows you to pass judgment as to whether they're really useful or not. Because when you're hungry and tired, you'll go for anything. But when the mind is well-fed like this, feels nourished, feels rested, then it can be picky about what it wants. And it can decide that things you usually would like to run for are not really worth it because you've got something better here. It's in this way that we develop the potentials in the mind. We can turn the mind into a factory for goodness. We've got lots of potentials in here. The other day, a doctor came to treat me, and he had to bring his sons along. And he was able to give maybe 10% of his attention to the treatment, 90% to the sons. They were constantly asking this, doing that, forgetting this, forgetting that. He had to be constantly on their case. Because as we're born here as human beings, we've got lots of potentials, both good and bad. We depend on our parents to give us some sense of what's useful and what's not. Sometimes they give us a good education, sometimes not. Then we have to learn how to educate ourselves. And the good thing is that we can educate ourselves. We get a better and better sense of what's right, what's true, what's good in life, and that we can create it from within. We don't have to depend on goodness and pleasure coming from outside. We can create it from the inside. We have this independent source inside, then we're a lot more reliable, both for other people and for ourselves. So if you want a goodness that you can rely on, you have to create it from within. You've got the potential. It's simply a matter of developing the right skills to bring that potential into actuality. And then it's a gift to yourself and it's a gift to the people around you. So take some time. You're developing mindfulness, alertness, ardency. These are qualities that are useful no matter what you're doing, no matter what your task. But for right now, devote them to this task, getting the mind trained, getting the mind so that it can make the most of its potentials. We all have the potential for good inside. We all have other potentials too. But as we focus on developing that potential for good, it can take us far.